Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood mental toughness guru. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? Not the travel kind. I'm talking about those lingering resentments, those grudges we hold on to, like they're going out of style. We all know that feeling, right? It's like a weight dragging us down, making it hard to move forward, enjoy life, or even just sleep soundly at night. This is the deal. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It's about releasing that grip we have on the past so it doesn't poison our present and future. Think of it like this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The only one who suffers is you. So, how do we cultivate forgiveness? It's a journey, not a destination, and it takes work. But trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your path. First, understand that forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. This is huge. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and pain. You don't have to excuse their actions, but by forgiving, you choose not to let those actions define you anymore. It's a powerful act of self-love and empowerment. Second, acknowledge your pain. Don't bottle it up or pretend it doesn't exist. Feel it, process it, and allow yourself to grieve what was lost. Bottling things up only makes them fester and grow stronger. Talking to someone you trust, journaling, or even just taking some time for quiet reflection can help. Third, try to see things from their perspective. Now, this doesn't mean condoning their actions, but it can help you understand their motivations, and maybe even find some compassion. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, carrying their own burdens. Maybe they were acting out of fear, insecurity, or pain. Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can offer a different lens through which to view the situation. Fourth, practice empathy. This means stepping outside yourself and trying to understand what the other person is going through. Even if you don't agree with their actions, try to see things from their point of view. This doesn't mean you have to like them or condone their behavior, but it can help you detach from your own anger and resentment. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and often, a willingness to let go of the need for revenge or justice. Be patient with yourself, don't expect perfection, and celebrate every small step forward. Let me tell you about a situation I dealt with a few years back. Remember how we talked about carrying around that backpack of baggage? Well, this guy I used to work with, let's call him Steve, kept undermining my ideas, taking credit for my work, and generally being a real jerk. I was so angry at first, I wanted to unleash a torrent of verbal fury on him, but deep down, I knew that wouldn't solve anything. It would just keep me stuck in that cycle of resentment. So, I took a step back, acknowledged my pain, tried to understand his motivations, maybe he was insecure or feeling threatened, and ultimately chose to forgive him. It wasn't easy, but it was the best decision I made. That whole situation taught me a valuable lesson about the power of forgiveness. It allowed me to move on, focus on my own growth, and build healthier relationships with other people. Remember, folks, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. So today, take a step towards freedom. Start by acknowledging your anger and pain, then consciously choose forgiveness. It's not about forgetting what happened. It's about choosing to let go of the negative emotions that are holding you back. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, do me a favor. Share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Let's create a ripple effect of healing and forgiveness in the world. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.